Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And now it's time for the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on 670 The Score with your hosts, Josh Liss, race director Carrie Pinkowski, and U.S. Marathon Olympian Jenny Spangler. Presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, Biofreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss.
It's great to rejoin you on Sports Radio 670 The Score. The Bank of America Chicago Marathon is back, and so is our preview special, along with Olympian Jenny Spangler and race director Carrie Pinkowski. I'm Josh Liss. Looking forward to our live broadcast of the 43rd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Sunday, October 10th, 7 to 11 a.m. here on The Score. Carrie Pinkowski, Jenny Spangler, what's up, guys? How long's it been?
Josh, great to be back. Great to be with you and back with AM 670 The Score. It is hard to believe it will be 728 days since the last Bank of America Chicago Marathon. An amazing period of time for all of us, given what all of us have been through in mitigating dealing with COVID-19. But as we paused, we're back and looking forward to Sunday, October 10th for the 43rd running of this great tradition.
How about you, Jenny? What are you looking forward to in this great race's return?
Well, first, Carrie and Josh, it's great to have our team back together again. I was thinking just the other day how it's actually been 2 years since I've been to the city of Chicago. 2019, Bank of America Chicago Marathon's last time I was down in the city, and I'm just thrilled to be able to watch thousands of feet cruising through the streets of Chicago again for this 43rd running. Looking forward to it. Can't wait.
That's going to be great. And on the show today, the one and only Sarah Hall is coming to Chicago chasing an American record. We've got the race's medical director who's going to join us in our first segment and the challenges he's faced the last couple of years and obstacles to getting the marathon back up and running. Chris Miller with Abbott will be here. All six World Marathon majors are going to run in just about 7 weeks this fall. How are they pulling that off? Are you in a running club? A couple of enthusiastic running club leaders will join us later, and so will the running nun, Sister Stephanie, all on the show today, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon preview special here on The Score. So it's a different kind of race for participants and crowd. Carrie, how did we get to this point? How has the race been altered?
Well, we're going to be hearing from Dr. Chiampas in just a second, but what we really felt was that we wanted to make sure that, as we always have, the foundation of the event is we're dialed into the safety and security and well-being of our participants, reduce the field size by 25%. A lot of the things that you have seen, and Josh, you've seen, Jenny, you've seen, the grandstands at the finish line, massage, hospitality, all of those things will be paused this year. We're really focusing on between the curbs. The Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, we will have, we'll spread out a little bit. And all of our indoor facilities, we're asking our participants and staff to wear masks. Will it feel a little bit different? It will. Will it look a little bit different? Some things are not going to change. We're going to have some great athletes up front that are coming back to Chicago. We will crown a men's and women's champion and a wheelchair men's and women's champion. That tradition will go forward. The 43rd running, this may be the most significant event, the most significant year in the history of the event. If you go back, the world records and the benchmarks with participant, I think the fact that we had to pause and we're coming back to a live event, this is a real special edition. It's a transition year. But when you drill down to the baseline of this, it's the celebration of humanity. A lot of people out training, those of us that live in the Chicagoland area, out on the Prairie Path or on the lakefront, you see the groups that are out there training. So they're looking forward to it. We'll get it pulled together and celebrate a great day and look forward to the future.
Yeah, it's a great time to bring in our first guest on the program, Dr. George Ciampas, Bank of America Chicago Marathon Medical Director for 15 years now. Greetings, Doctor. We're happy to have you and enthusiastic about the Chicago Marathon being back, but it has been a tragic time, the COVID pandemic. How has it been for you the last year and a half being at the intersection of COVID and major athletics?
It's obviously been probably one of the busiest times and most challenging, but one I think that has brought a lot of, you know, the entire public to truly, hopefully appreciate so many different things, whether it be their relatives, their friends, and even more so the social, emotional, positive side of running. And so I think we are equally excited to bring the runners back out. And to be perfectly honest with you, I think our volunteers and especially the medical volunteers, based on everything they've gone through over the last 18 months, are really, really excited to come back and see each other and definitely around probably one of the greatest events in the city of Chicago.
Dr. Ciampas, every single marathon presents its challenges, and I know this one has presented insurmountable challenges, what it seems like to me. How has the Bank of America Chicago Marathon and the city of Chicago been working together over the last year to put on a safe event? Can you just go over some of the things participants might be seeing differently over race weekend than they have in past years?
Absolutely, Jenny. And I think that, you know, I think what's really important for your listeners is to recognize that the Bank of America Chicago Marathon has for many years worked in a very collaborative fashion with all of its partners. And that includes the Chicago Department of Public Health, the Chicago Police Department, Chicago Fire Department, Office of Emergency Management, state and federal authorities for many, many years. And that is because it is one of the largest events in the city of Chicago with so much focus on a large scale event. And so the listeners should understand that that has already been in place. And that has allowed us from 18 months ago to work together to be able to make the decision that we couldn't have the event. But also as we progress, you know, we in Chicago have constantly been in communication with those same partners to determine the best and safest way to be able to return. And so that same process has been in place and has obviously escalated over the last several months. But what runners and fans and the city should understand is that coordinated effort is going to be in place for October 10th. And so you are going to see some things such as we are expecting, you know, our volunteers, our runners to wear masks indoors. We are asking all of our volunteers to continue to wear masks outdoors. We are asking for runners to either be fully vaccinated and or a negative test, and also know that this is an outdoor event. And so it is, as we've seen, a very safe environment. Also, we're fortunate in Grant Park because we have such a significant amount of space to be able to spread out and provide, I think, a comfort level for all of our city, all of our participants, and all of our volunteers. So it is, without question, a layered, mitigated approach, but one we are very confident in.
That's great that you can detail it out like that and be confident about it, especially where we've been over the last few months and a couple of years. Dr. George Ciampas with the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Medical Director. I wonder if a rush back to racing equals more injuries. Are there more out of shape runners now with the glut of fall marathons and everyone trying to get healthier? And Jenny coaches runners too, and she'll take it after you. Are runners dealing with sort of an over-eagerness here? Are average runners in better or worse shape than usual, Doctor?
Yeah, that's a great question. And my colleagues across the marathons, and now you're seeing the big ones all going to be in the fall. And we've been asking that same question of each other is what are we anticipating from an injury incident? It requires greater communication on our side. You know, if you've had COVID, make sure you're speaking to your primary care physician and make sure that there isn't anything that hasn't been discussed with your physician prior to running in a marathon. Also, like you said, have you been running? Have you not been able to be on the lakefront? Have you not been able to get in the types of runs that you've needed to be able to set whatever your individual goal is? And so I think each runner, and it's definitely over the next 2 to 3 weeks, that communication of making sure you run your race, right? Understanding as everything that this year has been a different year, and stay within, you know, your guardrails. We'll obviously be out there to support them and deal with all the typical things that happen with marathoning and running 26.2 miles. But with post-COVID, I think we are going to see some different things that we haven't seen in the past. And lastly, I think that this is going to be a very emotional year. I think that the finish line area and the amount of emotions that I think are going to pour out are ones that I still don't fully understand the magnitude, but I think on race day, I think we're all going to be fairly emotional.
Oh, I'm getting some goosebumps just thinking about that when you mentioned the emotions across in the finish line. Jenny, you're an Olympian. You've been coaching runners for years in the area. What are you seeing from your runners these days?
For my runners, since there was no racing last year and all of a sudden racing has opened up, they are over racing. So I'm trying to like keep everybody like settled down and patient and like, I'm going to do this race this weekend, this race the next weekend, leading up to Chicago Marathon. So it's more injuries because of over racing now when they haven't been in the past.
Interesting stuff. Doctor, what else do we need to know as we let you race out the door into your busy time of day?
Yeah, I think to Jenny's point, I think that, you know, running your race, having a plan, making sure you have your good hydration plan and nutrition plan, you know, be cognizant of what the weather is going to look like race week and what you're going to bring as far as how you're going to dress. Make sure you have that understanding of if the temperatures creep up, that you really kind of stick to what is best for you that day. And so we're really excited about 2021 and getting our runners, especially, you know, our local community up and about and bringing the Bank of America Chicago Marathon to the streets of Chicago. But obviously, listen to your body. The support will be there across the entire healthcare profession across the state of Illinois, and we will see you at the finish line.
You're a dedicated pro, and we appreciate your contributions to this great race and the community. Dr. George Ciampas, Bank of America Chicago Marathon Medical Director, thank you for your time. We've got more to head. Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, zooming right along with Kerry Pinkowski and Jenny Spangler. I'm Josh Liss on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Living in Chicago teaches you how to keep going. To take life's headwinds head on. And while our grit and determination don't come easy, we simply don't know any other way. On October 10th, we'll share that resilient spirit with the world as we proudly welcome the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back to our city. Together, let's celebrate the power to keep moving forward. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Chicago Marathon. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Take part in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend by running the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 9th. This scenic 5-kilometer run through downtown Chicago is the perfect way for marathoners, fans of the sport, and friends and family to celebrate all that can be achieved with good health. Runners will receive a unique bib number and finisher medal. Sign up today at chicago5k.com. That's chicago5k.com. Marathons come with aches and pains, and that's where BioFreeze can help. Whether it's sore muscles and joints, sprains or strains, BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get back to your best. BioFreeze is fast-acting and provides powerful pain relief. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you today so that you can train with what's on course. BioFreeze, cool the pain. Use as directed. Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost in-person and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit chicagoparkdistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information. Stay informed about the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon with the Chicago Tribune's in-depth coverage. Find out where to eat, drink, and watch these inspiring athletes accomplish the feat of a lifetime. Worried about making your way to and from the race? The Chicago Tribune has your road closures, alternative routes, and public transportation options covered. Visit chicagotribune.com/marathon or subscribe today. For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of traditional Gatorade with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations. Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Carrie Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
A healthy return to large event racing features all six Abbott World Marathon Majors run in about 7 weeks. Welcome back to our preview special of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Sports Radio 670 The Score is where I'll have live broadcast 7 to 11 a.m. on Sunday, October 10th, of the 43rd running of this great race. It's Josh Liss with you, Olympian Jenny Spangler, race director Carrie Pinkowski alongside. Man, it's going to be a crush of races. Berlin on the 26th, then into October on the 3rd. London, Chicago here on the 10th. Boston on the 11th, a day later. Wow, Tokyo on the 17th. New York on November 7th. And in an Olympic year, without the support of Abbott, these great races aren't possible. And our friend Chris Miller, Divisional VP, Global Marketing, External Affairs with Abbott, joins us now. Hi, Chris. It's a one-of-a-kind time for all sports, navigating the pandemic and here beyond. What's your short version of sort of how we got here?
I'll tell you what, Josh, we are excited to be back here. It's been far too long since all of us have been together to have this conversation, and it's fantastic to be in our hometown welcoming back all the runners to tow the amazing race that we all know the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is.
Hey, Chris, this is Carrie Pinkowski, and great to be with you again and having this conversation on the preview show. Josh touched on the fact that we have condensed the season this year. For you, it's going to be a marathon, and Abbott, I know you guys do some special activations and engaging with the events. How challenging is it going to be with this condensed season for the series, for the Abbott World Marathon Major Series?
Well, first, I think I've told my family I'll see them in November. It's going to be a pretty busy time for all of us. But it's exciting because it's really that once in a lifetime where we have all these races, as you said, all compacted together. So six races in 7 weeks. So I think it's it's making lemonade out of the lemons that COVID-19 gave us over the past 18 months. The ability to have our employees taking part in running in these races, to support them in many ways, to support the runners, is just exciting for us. And I think that to be able to be back together, even with restrictions and that every race is looking at, is just exciting. Like, we all need this to be able to be together. And certainly runners understand it more than anyone. The time they've spent training for the marathon, the focus that they have goes hand in hand, I think, with the celebration that everyone's going to feel when they get to your start line and when they cross the finish line.
Chris, this is Jenny. With everything you have going on, Abbott is still going to have a huge presence at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon this year. Can you talk about the Abbott 5K and some of the other things that you have going on?
Absolutely. Thank you, Jenny. We're very excited. I think as we went into beginning of 2020, we had big plans for the fall, and we decided let's make them even bigger in 2021. Again, carrying over to the excitement of coming back. So you're right. There's things like on the Saturday before the Sunday marathon, we have the Abbott Chicago 5K, which is going to take place in a new iconic downtown course that's about celebrating those runners who are not only visiting Chicago, but friends and family and locals to come back to what it's like to run these iconic streets. Of course, Friday morning, we have the opening of the Abbott Health and Fitness Expo, where all runners are going to be going to pick up their bibs, to visit various sponsors, to really experience what it's like as races come back. And we'll have an amazing Abbott booth there with some great storytelling, and I'll come back to that in just a second. Because as you finish the race, all runners are going to be part of the Abbott 27.2 Fest. So that we're taking the traditional post-race event and sort of making it even more meaningful. And what I mean by that is that, you know, over the last 18 months, we've all faced a variety of challenges, but we've also had people who have been there for us or people that we've been there for. And so we wanted to celebrate what that means and what it means by really going that extra mile. So lo and behold, it's just about a mile from the finish line to Butler Field, which is where the traditional post-race event takes place. So we decided to create some meaning behind that. So when you come to the expo, you can sign up for this. You can share who you're running that extra mile for. And when a runner finishes the marathon on Sunday, they'll see a new start line a couple hundred feet later after they get their medal. And that start line is going to guide them through with some great messaging along the way to remind them of who they ran the marathon for. And that'll take them into the 27.2 Fest, where they can meet their family and really celebrate not just what it meant to run the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, but who those people are that they ran this for. So we're really excited to bring all of this and just make it a fantastic weekend and celebration of bringing everyone back together. And ultimately what health means for everyone, of what health has allowed us to do throughout not just the pandemic, but on this iconic Sunday in Chicago.
That sounds like a great way to celebrate the average runners that really make these events. Chris Miller, VP with Abbott, the Abbott World Marathon Major, is about to get up and running in a short time period. Chicago's a big part of it. And you're around talking about the Extra Mile and the Abbott 27.2 Fest. You have to get into the expo, I know. And Carrie, you can talk more about the expo as well. It's not going to be your usual setups at the expo. So Chris and Carrie, I'm sort of curious what runners are going to expect even more when they go to the expo this year.
Well, obviously, from the beginning, our partners and Abbott being a big supporter of our event here in Chicago, the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, we wanted to make sure that we were cautious in the way that we did things, that we mitigated all of the aspects of this. So, you know, we're going to spread things out a little bit at the expo. Abbott obviously continues to support the event. So we'll have a lot of activities there. Will it look and feel the same as it has in the past? It'll be a little bit different. We're going to require our participants to be masked inside, which is our local guidance here from our health department. But still be a lot of fun. It's going to be bringing people back to an environment that they haven't seen in a while. And as Chris talked about, you know, Abbott being based here in the Chicagoland area and a big supporter of ours, they have really stepped up in an amazing way in welcoming our participants back to the streets of Chicago. And just looking forward to it. I think that Abbott, in recognition of the dedication and commitment of our participants and their embracing of them in Chicago, is really going to set the tone as we make our way back to the normal way of life in 2022 and beyond. But Chris, I got to jump in here 1 second and change directions. We have a very talented athlete coming to Chicago, Shalane Flanagan, who Jenny knows very well, Josh, you know who very well, and I've got to thank you, Chris and Abbott. I tried for many years because Jenny has asked me, when is Shalane Flanagan going to run the Chicago Marathon? She ended up going to New York and Berlin. Great events. We know those guys. But she is coming to Chicago on a specific journey that she's on. Chris, why don't you talk about that a bit and her involvement with Abbott?
Yeah, and not only is she coming to Chicago, but she's coming to Chicago after running two marathons before that. So she set a goal to run all six of the marathons, kind of that once-in-a-lifetime, what we're calling Project Eclipse. You know, Eclipse comes around once in a while. With it comes some darkness, but out of that comes some light. I think it's really about what we've all experienced the last 18 months. And she really wanted to celebrate that coming out of the darkness into the light and what that means for runners, and also really highlight some of the effects that it's had on runners, but particularly some of our younger runners, our kids and young women, and really use this platform to storytell and help them. And so partnering up with Nike, with yourself, to give her the platform to do this. So she'll be running Berlin and then London, coming to Chicago, turning around from Chicago after she does her 27th extra mile walk to fly out to Boston to run Boston, and then a Tokyo virtual, and then finish in New York. So it's been a great partnership with her and with Nike to celebrate what that means and storytell along the way in social media and in other channels. And it's great that we can be a part of her finally, as you said, coming to Chicago.
That's amazing. Shalane Flanagan, she can run all six Abbott World Marathon majors within this short time period.
Josh, I should mention, she liked to run them all in under 3 hours, too. So not just run them, but run them.
With that time goal. Wow. And we will keep up with that best we can. And Shalane, a Flanagan task, if you will, on race day in Chicago. I want to thank you, Chris Miller, Divisional VP with Abbott, Abbott World Marathon Majors title sponsor there. Great to speak with you again. And we'll catch up with you down the road. Of course, we've got a lot more ahead with Carrie and Jenny. It's Josh on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of traditional Gatorade, with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations. Runners, keep an eye out for the BioFreeze Pain Relief Zone around mile 21, where the cooling crew will be armed with BioFreeze spray to help cool the pain to get you across the finish line. BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get you back to your best. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you today so you can experience powerful pain relief for yourself and train with what's on course. BioFreeze. Cool the pain. Use as directed. When you work with pods, you set the pace. We deliver your container, you load it in your driveway, and you keep it for as long as you need. Then we pick up your container and deliver it to your new home, all according to your schedule. Whether it's a short sprint across town or a long distance move, Pods is here to help you every step of the way. Call Pods, your personal moving and storage team, at 1-800-776-PODS or visit pods.com for a quote.
Living in Chicago teaches you how to keep going, to take life's headwinds head on. And while our grit and determination don't come easy, we simply don't know any other way. On October 10th, we'll share that resilient spirit with the world as we proudly welcome the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back to our city. Together, let's celebrate the power to keep moving forward. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Chicago Marathon. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Take part in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend by running the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 9th. This scenic 5-kilometer run through downtown Chicago is the perfect way for marathoners, fans of the sport, and friends and family to celebrate all that can be achieved with good health. Runners will receive a unique bib number and finisher medal. Sign up today at Chicago5K.com. That's Chicago5K.com. Stay informed about the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon with the Chicago Tribune's in-depth coverage. Find out where to eat, drink, and watch these inspiring athletes accomplish the feat of a lifetime. Worried about making your way to and from the race? The Chicago Tribune has your road closures, alternative routes, and public transportation options covered. Visit chicagotribune.com/marathon or subscribe today. Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Back with you on the Preview Special, Josh, Kerry, and Jenny gearing up for our coverage of the 43rd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, Sunday, October 10th. We'll be live 7 to 11. Right now, you want to know, 35,000 competitors are signed up to run this year's race. Sarah Hall is chasing an American record. Galen Rupp, the 2017 champ, says his goal is to win again after failing to defend his marathon title, dropping out during the 19 race. The elites provide incredible storylines, but take up less than about 1% of all participants. Most of the runners are like you and me, or at least like Jenny and me. I don't know what, Kerry, you still consider yourself a runner?
Let me
introduce our next guest. Hang on. Most of us are just shooting for PRs, fundraising, or just finishing. A lot of them train together in running clubs. Some are more competitive than others. And our next guests are each running club leaders, their business leaders, and their podcasters. Ian Gonzalez and Courtney Phillips are with us. Ian runs the Last Lap Corner store on East 51st. Courtney's Gumbo Media and Gumbo Fit help connect underrepresented South and West Side communities to mainstream running programs and do a whole lot more. With all you do as part of the Chicago running community and beyond, it must be thrilling to have the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back. You guys have long resumes. I want to make sure we got it right, starting with you, Courtney. Hi.
Hi. Thanks for having us. It's definitely a pleasure. You got it right. I'm the co-founder of Gumbo Media and sports director of Gumbo Fit. And yes, there's a lot going on. We do many things. We're currently training a cohort of 25 individuals for this year's marathon. A lot of them, more than half of them, it'll be their first marathon. So it's a special time.
How about you, Ian? Did we get your intro right?
Yes, definitely the owner, founder of Last Stop Corner Store, running specialty store right here on the South Side, right here in Bronzeville. But I also got to give a special shout out to 7 on Sundays, one of the run crew here in Bronzeville that I co-founded with two other guys, which was one of the inspirations for me opening this store.
Okay, so Ian, Courtney, thanks for coming on today. I had the pleasure of being invited by you to come down to one of your weeknight workouts on the track at Jones College Prep. It was a hot, humid evening, sunny, and you had like over 100 people out there that showed up, all shapes, sizes, and abilities. I mean, just working hard, and they all had smiles on their face. So, I mean, the question for me is, what a wonderful group. I had a great time. I talked to a lot of people, and they were out there working out. I mean, they were doing some great stuff. How did this community come about? What was your vision and philosophy to bring this group of people together and then kind of ladder up to the marathon? And you know, I talked to some of the people you're talking about that are going to run. But how did this come together? And just the energy there was amazing.
Well, thank you, first of all, for coming out. It was definitely a surprise that everyone really enjoyed. I would say that Gumbo Fit, we started back in May of 2019. So we've only been around for a couple of years here, but it definitely filled a gap in the running community where it attracted so many different runners of all different experiences to just come together and like really care about everyone's health and wellness and kind of get a running experience that they might not have been getting with other run clubs around the city. And I would say 7 on Sundays is an exception to that because they're also amazing too. But I'll say that with Gumbo Fit, our goal is definitely to expand, just to create space in running and sport in general. And so, you know, Track Tuesday came about and we were doing long runs on Saturdays, and this is our second marathon as a group. Obviously 2022 is not it, but, you know, 2019 and then this year is just an example of how we've grown, because we started with maybe a group of 5 individuals training together, and now we're training 25 people in a cohort that's sponsored by Nike. And even beyond that, like, we have several other individuals that have are coming out and training with us as well. So it's amazing to see it grow.
Wow, that's fantastic. And Ian and Courtney, you have so much going on, but you still manage to have a podcast called The Runner's Club. Can you tell us a little bit about that and your inspiration for this podcast?
I mean, The Runner's Club podcast was just birthed out of me and Courtney just wanting to share more about our experiences as Black and Brown runners. But then also, it's become a really dope place for us to just release everything, just being leaders in the running community, being business owners in this industry. And this is a place where we could just share so much of the information that we picked up over the last 3 years and whatnot. And it's been so much fun for us. I think right now we're on episode 15. We've had some amazing runners come on and tell their personal stories, and we enjoy every minute of that podcast.
Well, for me,
all right, so I'm not threatened by the fact that they do a podcast. I'm comfortable with my own microphone in my hand, but I don't know, Carrie, what do you think? They might be.
Well,
you guys know, they know what they're talking
maybe
about.
Maybe they would invite Jenny or John, or you know, maybe we could appear on the podcast. That would. Be
I want to know
fun.
What kind of stories you guys are telling and where exactly to find the Runners Club podcast.
We are really what we realize is that like within the podcasting world, and then even more niche is the podcasting running world. And like a lot of the podcasts are very technical, and you know, and those are very useful, but we kind of were like, okay, well, let's just have a conversation. And yes, we are runners, but yes, we are people. And so the stories that you end up getting is, one, you get us our usual updates, and then we have guests come on, and it's everything from like we had like the founder of Spy Belt on there, but then we also had recently one of the runners from 7 on Sundays on, who ran, what is it?
He ran the Hood to Coast one weekend, and then the following weekend he ran the Speed Project, which was 29 hours and 51 minutes of continuous running.
And he did it by himself and ended up at about 100 miles. So, I mean, like, the stories are all over the place, and it's just to kind of give more humanity to the runner's story and make it more approachable to a broader audience.
Well, it's amazing. I mean, obviously, you guys see firsthand how this activity and how you're bringing people to get fitter and stronger. And really, there was just an amazing vibe out there. So I was very impressed. But so Gumbo Fit 7 on Sundays. I think I heard earlier you have 25 people that are participating in the marathon that are going to be out there. What are your two clubs? What are you guys going to be doing race day? What's going to be happening with everybody else that maybe not running?
Well, you can find us on 39th in Indiana.
No, 35th in Indiana.
Oh, yeah, 35th.
35th in Indiana. We will have our cheer section right down the south side, because, I mean, you know, no shade to any other spot on the marathon course, but the finishers for the Chicago Marathon are made on the south side, okay? We'll be around mile 20, roughly, a little bit after mile 18, and that's when the race really starts.
Mm-hmm.
So
they really
we'll be there to give you your energy.
As a former participant of the Chicago Marathon, I appreciate that cheer zone on that spot. It gets a little...
the wall.
You know, yeah. The wall. Loved to have the fan right support there. Out there.
I remember every year running right there by, I forget what college that is, but right there on State Street, when you coming up under that viaduct, you got to kind of like look at the ground because you'll see so many runners right there on the grass in the middle of the State Street, you know, laying out, puking, doing whatever you know they
oh,
do.
Yeah.
And it is.
Yep.
They're going to need all the cheers they can get from 7 on Sundays.
IIT.
Your supporters.
IIT, yes.
Oh, yeah, IIT. Ian Gonzalez and Courtney Phillips, our time has zipped by. I hope you guys have a lot of success on race day and continued success with your podcast, The Runners Club, other endeavors in the city. And you are a couple of true Chicago area running leaders. So good luck getting ready for race day, and thanks for your time. Our Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special will be back shortly. Stick with us, Kerry, Jenny, and myself, Josh Liss, on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Marathons come with aches and pains, and that's where BioFreeze can help. Whether it's sore muscles and joints, sprains or strains, BioFreeze applies easily and cools the pain to get back to your best. BioFreeze is fast-acting and provides powerful pain relief. Pick up BioFreeze at a store near you today so that you can train with what's on course. BioFreeze, cool the pain. Use as directed. Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost in-person and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit ChicagoParkDistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information. Stay informed about the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon with the Chicago Tribune's in-depth coverage. Find out where to eat, drink, and watch these inspiring athletes accomplish the feat of a lifetime. Worried about making your way to and from the race? The Chicago Tribune has your road closures, alternative routes, and public transportation options covered. Visit chicagotribune.com/marathon or subscribe today. When you work with pods, you set the pace. We deliver your container. You load it in your driveway, and you keep it for as long as you need. Then we pick up your container and deliver it to your new home, all according to your schedule. Whether it's a short sprint across town or a long-distance move, Pods is here to help you every step of the way. Call Pods, your personal moving and storage team, at 1-800-776-PODS or visit pods.com for a quote. Take part in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend by running the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 9th. This scenic 5-kilometer run through downtown Chicago is the perfect way for marathoners, fans of the sport, and friends and family to celebrate all that can be achieved with good health. Runners will receive a unique bib number and finisher medal. Sign up today at chicago5k.com. That's chicago5k.com. For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of traditional Gatorade with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations.
Living in Chicago teaches you how to keep going, to take life's headwinds head on. And while our grit and determination don't come easy, we simply don't know any other way. On October 10th, we'll share that resilient spirit with the world as we proudly welcome the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back to our city. Together, let's celebrate the power to keep moving forward. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Chicago Marathon. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Carrie Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Back on the Preview Special with Jenny and Carrie, it's Josh Liss, the 43rd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon's live broadcast. Here on The Score is Sunday morning, October 10th, 7 to 11. Fundraising is a major component of the race. Millions of dollars are raised through the official charity program. Our next guest has made caring for people her life work, and running remains a large part of it. Once a distance running star in Rockford and competitor at the U of I, we now politely call her the running nun. Sister Stephanie Baliga joins us. Sister, you do a lot of work to help people with the mission of Our Lady of the Angels in Chicago, so it must be nice to have this opportunity again. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're fantastic. Tell us more about how this race is going to help your cause.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we're super excited. This is our 10th year in the Chicago Marathon, and all the money that we're going to be raising this year for Mission of Our Lady of the Angels is going to be able to help us to continue our work on the west side of Chicago. We work in West Hall Park, which is one of the neediest neighborhoods in Chicago right now in many all capacities of need. And we're renovating the former Our Lady of the Angels school building to be our new outreach center to the neighborhood. So the funds raised will help us to complete that project as well as to help continue to expand our food pantry.
Ahead, Sister Jenny. Stephanie, so I know, like, I think I read since 2011, you've raised over $150,000 for their mission. What is your goal this year? What is your fundraising goal, and how can people help contribute to that?
Yeah, we've raised over $1 million. We've raised, I think, wow, we're going to be $1.25 million this year with the marathon fundraiser cumulative over the past 10 years. This year, we're hoping to raise $250,000 to support our work here at the mission with the marathon.
So, Sister Stephanie, how many runners do you have on your team? And I know you got a big following. What else is going on race day with your team and your group?
We have 105 people running on Team Our Lady of Angels this year, which is super exciting. Biggest team ever, which is great. And then we are have a new space for a cheer station, which is going to be super awesome. Anyone can join us. It's going to be on Damon. Right when you turn from Adams to Damon, we'll be right there. And we'll be featuring Bishop Bob Lombardo will be there blessing everybody. So he'll bless any runners who need blessing. He'll be there. And we're going to have a big cheering station with nuns with bullhorns, everyone's favorite. Good.
Running nun, Sister Stephanie Baliga with us, leader of the Mission of Our Lady of Angels. You've got a lot going on race day. You're a runner yourself. You had some real championship glory days. You can speak from really both ends of this. Marathon runners, we know, often hit a wall around, 20 miles or still. They start hearing the voices in their head. You know, this hurts, that hurts, keep going. What have the voices in your head told you over the years when you're feeling the true pain during a competition? And how do you handle those so-called good angels and bad angels?
Right. Well, a lot of that is when you meet those moments of pain, and whatever the distance is, you're going to meet it. It just depends on how long you're going to have to deal with it, depending on the distance. So it's that moment of truth where you kind of meet your true self. You meet your we know that Jesus died on the cross for us to suffer. And that's when a point where we're able to join in our suffering with him. Those moments where we hit the wall, or we're at that moment of suffering, is when we're able to really unite our suffering to the suffering in the world and offer it up for the good of all. It's pretty exciting. It's a good time.
Now, Sister Stephanie, I've known you for a while. I'm a big fan of yours, as you know, and we had to pause the marathon in 2020, and you got a great deal of notoriety for running a marathon on a treadmill. And Jenny and I were talking about this. How much are you looking forward to the live event compared to the treadmill of 2020 during the pause year?
Yes, people keep saying that, which is great. I'm very, very, very excited about outdoor running versus treadmill running. So although the treadmill run was just such a gift in a lot of ways, it was just such a amazing way to raise awareness for the mission, and especially in the middle of the pandemic when hunger and different poverty issues were so extreme. It was a great way to be able to bring awareness to the needs here on the West Side.
And if people want to support your efforts again, Sister, where can they go?
Yeah, they can go to missionola.com And there's a link on the front page. If you want to go straight, you can go straight to missionola.com/marathon.html and donate there.
We appreciate that as well.
Great work.
One last thing from listener Carrie P. writes in, what is your race day outfit going to be, and is running a habit?
Running is a habit, but I will not be wearing a habit on race day. Our team shirts are yellow. It's a distinct like golden yellow. And then I wear a running skirt and a bandana. I'm relatively obvious.
All right.
You're the best.
One quick question. So Josh and I are going to be at the finish line, and I want to make sure I'm cheering you on. What are your personal goals for this year's marathon?
Yes, not to put you on the spot. Training ended up not being a priority because of the construction project this year. So I'm hoping around 3:15. I'm going to hopefully run the solid.
That's good.
Taking it easy.
Hopefully see me there. Yeah.
All right.
A leisurely 3:15, Josh.
Leisurely 3:15. Wow.
Awesome.
Good luck.
Chicago Original Sister Stephanie.
She is.
Awesome.
Love it. The running nun. She really does a lot for the community there. Mission of Our Lady of the Angels. Good luck training and keeping things together and on race day. Well, we've got
Thank
more ahead.
So
stick with us, will you, on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Living in Chicago teaches you how to keep going, to take life's headwinds head on. And while our grit and determination don't come easy, we simply don't know any other way. On October 10th, we'll share that resilient spirit with the world as we proudly welcome the Bank of America Chicago Marathon back to our city. Together, let's celebrate the power to keep moving forward. What would you like the power to do? Learn more at bankofamerica.com/Chicago Marathon. Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
When you work with pods, you set the pace. We deliver your container, you load it in your driveway, and you keep it for as long as you need. Then we pick up your container and deliver it to your new home, all according to your schedule. Whether it's a short sprint across town or a long distance move, Pods is here to help you every step of the way. Call Pods, your personal moving and storage team, at 1-800-776-PODS or visit pods.com for a quote. Get fit this fall with the Chicago Park District, offering low-cost, in-person and virtual programs in fitness, nutrition, and sports for all age groups, ability levels, and for families, as well as state-of-the-art fitness centers, pools, and athletic facilities at parks around the city. Take a class or join a team. In-person and online registration for the upcoming winter session is right around the corner. Visit ChicagoParkDistrict.com for class schedules at your local park, as well as other park locations, and for more information. Stay informed about the 2021 Bank of America Chicago Marathon with the Chicago Tribune's in-depth coverage. Find out where to eat, drink, and watch these inspiring athletes accomplish the feat of a lifetime. Worried about making your way to and from the race? The Chicago Tribune has your road closures, alternative routes, and public transportation options covered. Visit chicagotribune.com/marathon or subscribe today. For runners at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon, the real race begins when everything tells you to stop. That's why Gatorade Endurance Formula will be waiting for you along the course on race day. Scientifically formulated for the hydration and energy needs of endurance athletes, Gatorade Endurance Formula packs nearly 2 times the sodium and 3 times the potassium of traditional Gatorade with no artificial flavors and a light taste to help you go farther. Available at Dick's Sporting Goods or go to GatoradeEndurance.com for more locations. Take part in the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Weekend by running the Abbott Chicago 5K on Saturday, October 9th. This scenic 5-kilometer run through downtown Chicago is the perfect way for marathoners, fans of the sport, and friends and family to celebrate all that can be achieved with good health. Runners will receive a unique bib number and finisher medal. Sign up today at Chicago5K.com. That's Chicago5K.com. Now, back to the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special, presented by Bank of America and brought to you in part by Nike, Abbott, Tata Consultancy Services, Advocate Healthcare, Gatorade Endurance, BioFreeze, American Airlines, Wanda Sports, Chicago Tribune, and the Chicago Park District. Here's Josh Liss, Kerry Pinkowski, and Jenny Spangler on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It's a special time in the city of Chicago. The 43rd running of the Bank of America Chicago Marathon is coming your way Sunday, October 10th. You're going to be with us for our live broadcast, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Joined again on the preview special with Carrie Pinkowski, race director, and Olympian Jenny Spangler. Guys, it's no secret what Sarah Hall's goal is. One of the American's top runners coming to Chicago. She's let it be known she wants to set a new American record and break Dina Castor's old mark of 2:19:36. Sarah joins us now. We appreciate her time. Of course, she could be training or getting ready to taper soon. So happy to have her. Sarah, it's like you have a new last name around here. At least me, I keep referring to you as Sarah Hall, elite athlete chasing Dina Castor's American record. You cool with being so bold about your goals for Chicago?
Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, you know, I'm so excited to toe the line at the Bank of America Chicago Marathon. You know, it's been 2 years since I've gotten to run a World Marathon Major in normal settings with mass participation and crowds. And so I just can't wait to get out there. And yeah, I have some bold goals for race day. I've been working really hard just all year, really, and have just been really all in towards this race to have my best marathon here on U.S. soil.
Well, Sarah, you competed in the Marathon Project and the London Marathon, which are obviously your best performance. Both were controlled races. When we say controlled races, mitigation, COVID-19, not the crowds, not that we traditionally see, as you referenced, in a major. What was that experience like? And then how is it going to be transitioning back to an event, Bank of America Chicago Marathon, with spectators, with that energy, although we're going to be controlled to a certain extent, but it's going to be a step back to the way that the marathons used to be. How do you process that?
Yeah, you know, for me, I'm someone that really loves the atmosphere of having the crowds and the masses out there. And so I was a little bit nervous going into those COVID controlled races because I knew it was going to be completely silent, running these loops, like a really monotonous loop course. And for me, I'm someone that I love, like, the traditional courses of these races. And, but you know, I was so grateful for just an opportunity to race. We didn't know if we were going to be able to race at all that year. And I knew I was in the best marathon shape of my life. I was coming off the greatest disappointment of my career at the U.S. Olympic marathon trials and not making that team. And so I was really hungry to have redemption and use all the fitness I had gained, throughout the year towards something. And I really just trained in faith there would be an opportunity. So just to have that come together, have a chance to race and have my best races ever was just really redemptive.
Nice. Well, you know, Sarah, you competed in the 2015 Bank of America Chicago Marathon. How was that experience, or what have you taken away from that experience that has helped you with your training and your racing mindset to come to this year's in 2021?
Yeah, I have great memories of Chicago in 2015. I kind of think of it as my first marathon, even though it was technically my second. My first one was a total disaster. It was really hot and hilly, and I just like hit the wall and was almost like walking at the end. And so Chicago was the first one that I was actually like running the entire time. And it really, I think it showed me that I would love the marathon one day and I could run a good marathon. And so, yeah, it's kind of crazy to think that I'm going to be going for a time 12 minutes faster than I ran that day. It's just been a lot of consistent hard work. I've been able to improve by about a minute a marathon. And what's amazing is that, you know, the marathon is, it's so long that you just have to improve like a couple seconds a mile and you can improve by a minute. And so I've tried to just really commit each time to finding what I could do to seek out that improvement. And so, yeah, it's great to have drawn those great memories from race day. I just remember loving the course, loving the crowd out there, having lots of people to run with. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back there. It's been too long.
Yeah, the crowd is going to love you if you run near the front of this pack. Have you examined much of your competition on race day, and how's the training been going?
I have, yeah. You know, I think what's exciting and why I chose Chicago was the two goals I really want for my career: to win a major at home and also to set the American record. And Chicago gave me the chance to try for both of those. So I'm looking forward to just competing for the win out there and also obviously keeping an eye on the time and my pace and stuff as far as the record. But I always run my best when I'm competing and run my fastest when I have other people to like compete with and draw that out of me. And so I'm excited to try to go for the win out there too.
Hey, Sarah.
Carrie, you need to dip into the social media mailbag. Don't we have some questions
from fans? I have one question for Sarah Hall, one of our top invited athletes to this year's Bank of America Chicago Marathon. Sarah, I have to comment. You and Ryan and your family, your daughters were featured in Runner's World article recently. And it was just a wonderful piece that really illustrated your relationship with your husband, Ryan, your daughters, your family structure, how you guys function. And I just like to, you know, you've had a long, illustrious career. You've done some amazing things and been very successful. But how has becoming a mom affected your training and the way that you look at your competition and how you put things together?
Yeah, becoming a mom, I didn't think I would be able to keep doing what I'm doing after adopting four kids, especially just talking to other people who had adopted older kids from Ethiopia like we did. And, these kids have been through pretty traumatic stuff, obviously, to leave them where they are, and just needed a lot of help. Our kids didn't know any English. They'd never been to school before. My oldest was 15, had never been to school. And so we knew they were going to have like unique needs. And I thought that was going to be kind of the end of the world as I knew it, adopting the kids. And but it is actually Chicago. When I ran there, it was literally, I left a few days after we brought them home to the U.S. Instead it was kind of like the beginning of my career. Like that's really when my career in the marathon started to take off. And thankfully our kids, they really, adjusted really amazingly to life here and all the challenges that they faced here. And so it allowed me to keep doing what I'm doing. And I'm so thankful for that because I've just fallen more in love with this sport each year, even at age 38, and even with all the challenges of raising four kids, somehow it's all still been able to continue and I've been able to improve. And so I'm really excited that they can be there in Chicago this year. And I'm really hoping to see them at the finish line and have a lot to celebrate with them there.
It'll be a day filled with celebration for everyone. And wouldn't you know now, Jenny, do you want to take the honors and dip into the social media mailbag here? Your fans have questions for you. Go ahead, Jen.
Okay, yeah, and these are questions. Some people are going to be running the marathon. Some are going to be doing the Abbott 5K on Saturday. But one question that everybody's interested in is your pre-race morning routine. And I'm actually interested in that as well. You know, how many hours before the marathon do you wake up? What do you eat? What's your warm-up like?
Yeah, I've perfected that over the years. So I have an iron stomach, so I could probably wake up like an hour before the race and slam a bunch of pancakes and be fine, but I don't do that just in case. I get up 2.5 hours before. I have a liquid meal of Ucan and protein and maybe some bread with some almond butter and some stuff that's going to be low fiber that I know is going to sit well in my stomach and mainly liquid stuff because I definitely don't want to be stopping for the porta potty at any point in the race and not leave anything to chance. And then I start warming up for the race about 50 minutes before. I do a little light jog and some drills and strides and obviously hydrating that whole time. But also I like to listen to music that I've listened to during training. And it kind of just cues my body that, hey, like this is what I do every day. I go out there. I love running my hardest. And this is just another day of doing that. So yeah, maybe create a playlist that's going to cue you that it's go time.
Well, I was going to say, I like the nutrition that you're doing in the morning. I think that's extremely important. But another one we had, all of us, I feel like sometime during the marathon, especially as it getting later stages of the race, start having some negative thoughts creeping into our mind. Can I do it? Oh, my goodness, I'm hurting. You know, what's going to happen here? How do you personally fight off the negative thoughts during a run if you have them?
Yeah, I think that's definitely a part of the marathon. It's a mental game out there. Even in London Marathon, which was my best marathon, like I had thoughts of dropping out because I was running completely alone and it was poor weather and it wasn't at all what I envisioned, but I'm so glad that instead I just focused on gratitude. I focused on how grateful I was to have the opportunity to race in the middle of COVID, like how I'd had my best training. And it was really that gratitude that kept me moving forward and kept me in the race, and then ended up being the best race of my career. So it's crazy to think of the opportunities that can be lost if we give in to like pity or negative thoughts. And another thing I like to think is my husband always says, run the mile that you're in. You know, in the marathon, there's so many miles ahead. If you think about that, you sometimes wonder if you're going to have the strength to get through them. But if you just focus on being present in the mile you're in right then and doing the best you can with that, then sure enough, you just take it 1 mile at a time and you end up getting there in the end.
Your fans want to know, among the other questions off of social media, can I get a picture with you? I guess what they want to know is, will you be making any appearances while you're around town?
Oh, definitely. I'll make sure to post my schedule on social media, but I'm so glad that now with vaccinations and stuff, we can actually hug and shake hands and take pictures and stuff again. So I look forward to meeting a lot of you out there.
That's been great to have you on the show here, Sarah. Lead athlete chasing Dina Caster's American record. Thanks for the time, and good luck getting ready for race day.
Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Carrie and Jenny. It's been fun sharing an hour with you. We've outlined a lot from the promotional and medical perspective, gotten an inside look from one of the best runners in the field there, Sarah Hall, and a couple of Chicagoans helping underserved running communities, plus the Running Nun. How about highlights for you and what runners need to remember in these last couple of weeks before race day?
Well, Josh, it's just great. I have to say it's great to be back together with Jenny and talking about the Bank of America Chicago Marathon returning. We had some great guests today. We had some Chicago originals that were talking about their involvement and in inclusion and getting people out running and being part of this great activity. So I missed it. I missed you guys. I missed being part of this. I'm just happy we're back. We have a couple more shows. We're going to have some great guests. And looking forward to race day. You guys do an amazing job. Sarah Hall, looking forward to having her back in Chicago. She's at the top of her game. Amazing athlete. She's going to be a wonderful individual to watch.
Yeah, absolutely.
Jenny, 10-second keys for the average runner at this point?
Right now, we're a couple weeks out. You should be thinking about your race day plan, your nutrition, what you're going to wear, all of those details. Hay is in the barn for training, so just get the logistics down and you'll be ready to go.
Great stuff. Thank you for your contributions, Olympian Jenny Spangler, race director Carrie Pinkowski. I'm Josh Liss. Thanks for spending time with us on the Bank of America Chicago Marathon Preview Special on Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.